responsibilities of the First Ladies have been many and varied throughout the history of the United States.
Bess Truman had to oversee the actual remodeling of the White House during her husband's term in office.
When President Roosevelt was stricken with polio, Eleanor became his very eyes, ears, hands, and feet.
Frances Cleveland even had to plan her own wedding as the first bride of a president to be married in the White House.
From state dinners and receptions, fancy balls, and a huge variety of house guests, there was never a dull moment in the White House for the first ladies of our nation.
Ulysses S. Grant, get in here and pick up your dirty old socks.
But Julia, I'm the President of the United States of America.
I'm sure you are, dear. Now pick up your socks. We have guests coming, and I don't want them to think we're a bunch of hicks.
But Julia, we are a bunch of hicks, and proud of it.
Well, we don't have to act like it. Now come along. I have so much to do to get ready for the big state dinner tonight.
Coming, dear.
Come along, everybody.
Yes, Mrs. Taft.
Now, we'll need 30 pieces of sushi for the ambassador from Japan, a mound of spaghetti for the consulate of Italy, name tags for the press corps, polish for the silver, and snacks for the president between meals. You know how he loves to eat. This will be the best party at the White House ever, or my name isn't Helen Heron Taft.